我想先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些的圣经。
I'd like to ask brothers and sisters to read some scripture together with me.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开提摩太前书。
Shall we first turn to 1 Timothy?
提摩太前书第六章第十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12.
提摩太前书第六章第十二节。
1 Timothy 6:12.
你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5
第十二节
Verse 12。
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned.
第十四节
Verse 14.
然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当一样犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来治人的预像。
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
哥林多前书第十五章
1 Corinthians chapter 15
哥林多前书第十五章五十五到五十七节
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 55 through 57
哥林多前书十五章五十五到五十七，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55 through 57. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
希伯来书第二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
希伯来书二章十四节。
Hebrews 2:14.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil.
最后我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
And lastly, we'll turn to Acts chapter 2.
二十三到二十四节。
Verse 23 to 24.
使徒行传第二章二十三到二十四节。
Acts 2:23 to 24.
他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手，把他钉在十字架上杀了，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因他原不能被死拘禁。
This man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power.
我们曾经多次的讲到，主耶稣到地上来最大的目的，就是要把神的生命带给人。
We have spoken many times before that the greatest purpose for the Lord Jesus coming to earth is to give us life.
主所受的一切的痛苦。
All the suffering that the Lord went through.
他所忍受的一切的羞辱。
All of the shame that he endured.
他所付上一切最重大的代价。
The greatest price that he had to pay.
那个最终的目的就是要把生命赐给我们。
The center purpose is to give us life.
所以我们今天这些堕落的人。
So for all of us who are fallen.
我们相信耶稣基督最大的目的也是得着永生。
The greatest purpose for us to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is also to gain life.
我们知道神把这个生命给我们。
Now we know that God has given us this life.
神就是把他所有的一切都给了我们。
And in that life, he has given us everything.
神所以舍弃他的儿子。
The reason why God gave up his son.
就是希望他的儿子把这个生命带给我们这些相信的人。
Is in hope of giving us life to those who believe in him.
我们晓得神借着他的儿子把生命给我们的时候，就是把他所有的一切都给了我们。
And so when God gave life to us through his son, we know that in that he has given us everything.
所以神是多么盼望我们能够珍惜从主所得着的生命。
And so God hopes that we will treasure the life that we gain through the Lord.
我们要在这个生命里面有经历。
And in that life we are to have experience.
我们要在这个生命里面有所享受。
And in that life have enjoyment.
我们也要在这个生命里面有所表现。
And in that life have something to show for.
这才是今天神给我们救恩最终极的目的。
That is the main purpose for why God has given us salvation.
那么可以说其他的一切事物都是附带的东西。
We can say that everything else is just complementary.
如果今天你能够在这个生命中能够经历了神所要你经历的一切。
We can say that in life, if God, you are to experience all that God wants you to
experience. 你能够真正完全享受神生命的这些好处。
And that you can enjoy all of the goodness that God wants you to experience.
而在你的生活中，你能把这个生命把它表现出来。
And if you can manifest this life in your daily life.
实在来讲，你没有其他的这些东西啊，都不要紧。
Then if you don't have all the other things, it really doesn't matter.
我们希望呢，能从主的话语里面。
And so we hope that from God's word.
我们基督徒的生活中能有一个非常清楚的一个焦点。
That we would have a very clear understanding through God's word.
弟兄姊妹们，到底我们在追求什么？
Brothers and sisters, what are we seeking after?
到底神要我们追求什么？
What does God want us to seek after?
啊，我们必须把这个东西弄清楚。
We must be clear on this.
这个生命是关乎到我们基督徒属灵的经历。
This life has to do with our Christian spiritual experience.
这个生命关乎到我们生活行为一切的表现。
This life has to do with how we carry ourselves in our daily lives.
这个生命关系到我们的侍奉。
This life has to do with our service.
这个生命关系到我们的敬拜。
This life has to do with our worship.
这个生命关系到我们聚会的生活。
This life has to do with our church gatherings.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们曾经讲过，
We have spoken before.
神所给我们的生命是一切。
The life that God gives us is everything.
我希望弟兄姊妹们，我们能把这个点呢，能够把它抓得非常的清楚，非常的紧。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that we have a very good grasp and clear understanding of this point.
免得其他的事物呢，吸引我们，把我们从这个主要的点上转移出去。
Otherwise, other things that are not of the Lord would take our attention away.
我们也讲过，这个生命如果要得到释放，必须有十字架的经历。
And so we have spoken that if this life is to be set free or to set forth, we must have experience.
主耶稣是借着十字架把他的生命分赐出来。
The Lord Jesus has given us this life through his cross.
今天在我们身上也是一样。
It is the same in our lives today.
必须借着十字架才能叫这个生命被释放出来。
This life can be set free only through the cross.
我们晓得我们天然的人呢，是一个非常刚硬的壳子。
We know that in our natural man, it is a very hard outer shell.
主的生命在我们里面是不容易出来的。
It's difficult for the Lord's life to come out.
唯独十字架能对付人的己。
Only the cross can deal with the self of man.
当我们的己被破碎的时候，
When our self is broken,
主的生命就从我们身上能够流露出来。
Then the Lord's life can come out.
所以十字架的经历是非常的重要。
And so the experience of the cross is very important.
我们也说过，
We have also said,
我们的生命要能够达到丰盛，
that for our life to reach abundance,
我们需要学习顺服圣灵。
We need to submit to the Holy Spirit.
神差遣圣灵住在我们的里面做保惠师。
God has sent the Holy Spirit to be our counselor.
圣灵来了，最大的目的就是要叫生命在我们身上能够成长。
The greatest purpose of the Holy Spirit being sent into our lives is so that our life can grow.
我们说过，圣灵的能力很大， 他的那个功用也是非常的大。
We have spoken before that the Holy Spirit's power is great, and His function is also great.
他能赐下各样不同的恩赐。
He can give many great gifts.
他也能显出许多的大能。
And manifest great power.
但是我们知道，神差遣圣灵住在我们里面最大的目的，主要叫主的生命在我们里面能够长大成。
But the greatest purpose for God giving us the Holy Spirit to live in us is so that we can grow and mature.
所以在我们基督徒的生活里，
And so in our Christian lives,
我们要顺服圣灵的带领。
We must obey and submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
这个比任何的事物都要来得重要。
This is greater in its importance than anything else.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
请你们记得，
Please remember,
顺服圣灵
To obey the Holy Spirit,
比求圣灵的能力和圣灵的恩赐要来得更重要。
Is more important than asking for all of the power and gifts of the Holy Spirit.
所以约翰到晚年的时候就告诉我们。
So in the latter days of John, he tells us.
我们如果能顺着恩膏的教训的话呢
？If you can follow the teaching of the anointing,
你就自然住在主里面。
Then naturally you will live in the Lord.
那就是你就住在这个丰盛生命的源头里面。
Then you will abide in the very found in the center of the Lord's life.
这是多么重要的一件事。
This is such an important matter.
所以我们要在生活中最小的事情上学习顺服圣灵。
And so in the smallest things of our lives, we need to come to submit to the Holy Spirit.
那我们不仅要顺服圣灵的带领。
Not only obey the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵引导我们里面的生命如同江河一样的涌流。
But allow the Holy Spirit to flow out like rivers of living water.
今天早晨呢，我们要再往前讲一点。
So this morning we want to speak one point forward.
我们讲到这个生命是满了征战。
We want to speak of how this life is full of warfare.
也许弟兄姊妹说，你刚刚在旧金山呢讲过属灵的征战。
Perhaps some of you may say, well, you just spoke of spiritual warfare in San Francisco.
回来又讲打仗。
You came back and now you're still speaking of war.
是，基督徒的生活就是一场征战。
Yes, the Christian life is a warfare.
弟兄姊妹们。在整个属灵的征战里面
Brothers and sisters, in all of the spiritual warfare,
这个生命的征战是最基本也是最重要的
The life of warfare is the most foundational and the most important.
属灵生命征战的范围非常的广
While the life of warfare is very broad,
而那个征战的中心点呢在这个生命
And that the center focus is on life.
所以我们基督徒呢
So as Christians,
必须明白这个属灵的征战。
We must come to understand this warfare.
我们晓得今天在自然界里面。
We know that in the natural creation.
哪里有生命就哪里有征战。
Wherever there is life, there is war.
不仅我们人，今天万物、动物，所有的成长都在征战的过程中。
Not only as human beings, but all of the animals and everything that is created, we are in a battle.
一个孩子从婴孩子到成长这不知道经过多少的征战。
From a child, from infancy all the way as you grow, there's many battles.
在属灵的生命中更是满了征战。
It is the same way in the spiritual life.
所以今天呢
So today,
我们基督徒如果要活得好，活得对
If we are to live well and to live right,
那么要活得好
If you want to live well,
要活得丰盛
And to live abundantly,
你就必须要进入征战。
You must enter into battle.
所以你必须懂得什么叫做生命的征战。
So you must come to understand what is spiritual warfare.
并且我们要晓得。
We must also know.
从你得救的那天开始起。
From the day that you were saved.
主把生命给了你。
God has given you life.
你就已经在战场上。
You are already on the battlefield.
所以这一场的征战。
And so this battle.
没有打与不打的问题。
There is no question of whether you fight or not.
只有胜败的问题。
Only a question of victory or defeat.
你要做个得胜者呢，还是你要做个失败者呢
Do you want to be an overcomer or do you want to be one who is a failure?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
在这场征战里面
On this battle
没有所谓的退伍军人
There are no veterans
你不要说今天我已经蒙恩多年了我退休了
You cannot say that because I have believed in the Lord for many years I'm now retired
这个战争里面没有退伍军人
In this battle there are no veterans
也没有后备军人
And there's nobody in the reserves
你说我当后备的好了
You can't say I just want to stay in the reserves There aren't any
你记得
Remember
每一个人都是现役军人
Everyone is on active duty
你是现役军人
You are on active duty
这场仗你是非打不可的
You must fight this battle
你不打你就失败
If you do not fight, you are defeated
所以弟兄姊妹们
And so brothers and sisters,
我们今天所从事的乃是一场生命的征战
This battle, what we face, is a battle for life.
其实从个人的经历
From individual experiences,
到整个教会的生活
To the church life,
啊，所有的侍奉敬拜
All our service and worship,
每一样事物跟征战都有关系
Every single aspect has to do with the battle.
我们今天就是在打这一场生命的仗
We are fighting the battle of life.
我们能不能让主的生命在我们身上能够彰显出来
Whether or not His life can be manifested from us.
我们能不能让主的生命在聚会生活中彰显出来
Whether or not His life can be manifested in our gatherings.
这是整个基督徒属灵生活侍奉的一个重点
This is the main focus of the Christian life.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们必须要明白这个生命征战的这个意义
We must come to understand the meaning of spiritual warfare.
我们知道今天呢撒旦啊，我们的仇敌
We know that Satan, our enemy,
他被称作是掌死权的。
He is the one who has the power of death.
啊，今天死的权柄是握在魔鬼的手中。
The power of death is in the hands of the enemy.
所以呢，今天他攻击人，他最大的一个能力就是死亡。
So as he attacks man, the greatest power that he uses is through death.
圣经说呢，他借着死做王。
The Bible tells us that he reigns through death.
所以黑暗的国度啊，它整个权势的建立是建立在死亡的权势上面。
So the entire power of the enemy is built upon death.
所以今天全世界都握在这个恶者的手下。
So the entire world is being held in the hands of the enemy.
所以也可以说就是撒旦用死亡来统治整个世界。
So we can say that Satan controls the entire world through death.
那么撒旦怎么叫人能落在他死亡的权势底下呢
？So how does Satan control or have man And under its power through death.
哥林多前书十五章讲得很好。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says very well.
他说呢，这个死的毒钩就是罪。
He says that the sting of death is sin.
而罪的那个权势呢，就是律法。
And that the power of sin is the law.
所以呢，撒旦呢，是用罪这个毒钩来勾人。
And so Satan, through sin, would sting man.
我们很多人都懂得怎么钓鱼，对不对
Now, many of us, we know how to fish.
你钓鱼的话，你就需要个钩子。
When you fish, you need a hook.
然后呢，那个钩子上面呢，放一块好吃的东西。
And on that hook, you need something that's called a bait.
是那个鱼特别喜欢吃。
Bait that fish would particularly like.
所以你把这个钩子丢在海里面的时候呢。
And so when you throw that hook into the water.
这个鱼来了之后呢，它就吃这个东西。
The fish would come and go after the bait.
它一吃这个东西就被勾住了。
And as soon as it eats the bait, it would be hooked.
今天撒旦勾我们这些人也是用罪。
And so Satan, how he hooks us is also through sin.
那么这个罪呢，有一个权势叫做律法。
Now there is a power of that sin, and that is the law.
而我们晓得今天呢，在人中间代表这个权，代表这个律法。最大的东西就是我们的良心。
Now we know that what represents this law greatest in our lives is through our conscience.
啊，如果你一被这个罪勾到了
，As soon as you are hooked by that sin,
你的良心告诉你，你违背了神的律法。
Your conscience will tell us that you have broken God's law.
那么撒旦就可以把你摆在死亡的里面。
And Satan now can place you under death.
所以这个死亡是这样临到人的。
And so this is how death comes upon man.
所以你看他在引诱夏娃和亚当的时候。
And so as we see how he tempted Adam and Eve.
他就是第一个，他用罪的钩子呢，把这个夏娃勾住。
First, he hooked Eve through sin.
那么夏娃知道这个一被勾住之后呢
，And as soon as Eve was hooked,
他就知道他违背了神的话。
She knew that she had disobeyed God's word.
那么神的话就是律法。
And God's word is law.
他就知道自己犯罪了。
And so she knew that she sinned.
结果呢，就落在仇敌死亡的权势底下。
And she fell under the power of death.
你知道我们基督徒啊，蒙恩得救之后。
For Christians, after we are saved.
我们有许多的时候呢。
There are many times.
在我们不留意的时候，有时候也会被这个钩子勾住。
Unaware, we are also hooked by this.
但是呢，基督徒有时候被这个罪恶的钩子勾住之后呢
And after a Christian is hooked by sin,
我们就知道我们落在神的律法底下。
We know that we have fallen under God's law.
但是人呢，有一个这个智慧。
However, man, we have our own wisdom.
他就开始呢，用个理由来解释。
We start to explain with our reasonings.
啊，这个解释呢，就什么呢？想要把神的那个律法的那个权势呢，把它消除掉。
In our reasonings, we want to do away with God's law.
但是我们要晓得一件事情。
But we must come to know.
当你用你的理由来试图解释这个律法的时候呢
？As you try to reason away the law.
它只会产生一个结果，叫你的良心越来越麻木。
It will only result in your conscience becoming more and more numb.
根本不能解决罪的问题。
You cannot solve the problem of sin.
所以最后你还是落在死亡里面。
And so lastly, you still end up underneath death.
我这样讲呢，也许我们还是不太容易明白。
Now, if I explain it this way, perhaps it's still difficult to understand.
为着年轻的弟兄姊妹，我举些例子来说。
And so, for some of the young ones, I want to give you some explanation.
比方说，今天有一个人呢。他偷了东西。
Let's say, for example, here's a person and he has stolen.
那么他一偷来的时候啊
as soon as he has stolen something,
他的良心就告诉他说你犯罪了。
His conscience tells him you have sinned.
那这个时候呢，他为着怎么样，要叫他的良心能够平安呢
？And so at this time, in order to appease his conscience,
他说呢，我不是偷，我是借的。
He says, I didn't steal, I just borrowed.
不过呢，只是趁他呢不注意的时候，我借的。
Just when he wasn't paying attention, I just simply borrowed.
然后呢，借了之后呢，我也不还的。
And after I borrowed, I just failed to return.
所以这个小偷呢，就一直在自己里面讲理由，对不对
？So this thief will constantly give reasons and excuses.
就是为了希望怎么样呢？
In hopes that his conscience will be clear.
就希望呢，把这个律法呢，把它解释掉。
To explain away the law.
弟兄姊妹们，你不要笑啊。
Brothers and sisters, do not laugh.
今天我们的生活中有太多的事情，我们是用这种解释，试图呢能够脱离罪的权势。
Today in our lives there are so many things where we make excuses and reasonings to try to do away with the law.
脱离良心的控告。
So that we would ignore the accusations of our conscience.
想要躲避那个死亡的结果。
So that we can try to avoid the result of death.
比方圣经中告诉我们。
However, the Bible tells us
同性恋是罪
that homosexuality is sin.
那今天人呢，有一些的解释。
Now today, man would have some explanation.
他们说呢，这个是一种遗传。
They say that it is genetic.
这个呢，跟我们的基因有关系。
That this has to do with our genes.
他们用科学上的很多的方式，医学上的方式来解释。
And so through science, they try to explain it.
结果呢，这些人呢，里面呢。良心就平安了，不是平安了，是麻木了。
And so now their consciences are numbed.
所以呢，他就可以放心大胆的去做这些事情。
And so they can go ahead and do all these things.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们晓得。
But we know, brothers and sisters.
这种的解释。
This type of explanation.
又使我们的良心越过越软弱。
Will allow us our consciences to only be weaker and weaker.
并且完全不能解决罪的问题。
And it cannot solve the problem of sin.
并且我们晓得，你落在这样的情况中，你只有死。
And as soon as you are in that type of situation, the result is death.
所以今天呢，我们知道在基督徒当中
，And so we know that among Christians today,
有很多人呢，试图用人的这种小聪明呢，来解释神的话语。
There are many people who try to explain God's word with their own wisdom.
为很多真实的罪的东西。我们好像要做一些合理的解释。
For some things that are truly sin, we try to have a reasonable explanation.
就是为了消除神的那个律法的权势。
Just so that we can do away with the power of God's law.
希望用这种方式来躲避那个神的刑罚。
Hopefully, so that we can avoid God's judgment.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你看，你无论怎样的解释，到最后还是落在死亡的里面。
But brothers and sisters, no matter what explanation you give, still you end up under death.
好，我为着年轻的弟兄姊妹再讲一件事情。
So for the younger ones, I want to give one more example.
我们都知道结婚呢这件事情。是神所定规的。
Now we know that marriage, this issue is something that is ordained by God.
他下礼拜就要结婚了。
Yes, I'm to be married next week.
这个婚姻呢，这是神心中一件非常美善的一个安排。
Now, marriage is a very good, something ordained by God.
但是呢，我们要知道。
But we know,
如果有人在婚前有所谓的性的行为，
However, if there is sin, there is premarital sex.
这个是违背神的心意的。
This is something that does not go according to his heart.
这个在神的眼中看来是污秽。
In the eyes of God, this is defilement.
并且呢，是一个情欲的东西。
And it is also something that is after lust.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们不能把神所原来定过一个美丽的婚姻变成一个丑陋的东西。
We cannot take something that is beautiful, created by God, and make it something very ugly.
所以人到了一个年龄是需要进入家庭进入婚姻的。
And so at a certain age, yes, men will need to enter into marriage.
这是神定规的。
This is something that is ordained by God.
这是非常美丽非常正常的一件事情。
A very beautiful and normal thing.
但是如果你违反了神的这个定规的时候，
But if you do not go according to God's
你会把整个美丽的事情变成一个丑恶的东西。
You will take this very beautiful thing and make it very ugly.
但是今天我们晓得这个婚姻的东西在美国在甚至在全世界已经被破坏得非常的厉害。
But we know that this issue of marriage in the States here in America has become something utterly destroyed.
很多年轻人无法持守在神面前的贞洁。
Many young people, because they cannot hold fast to purity,
我们晓得这是一个淫乱邪恶的时代。
We know that this is a very corrupt generation.
所以青年的弟兄姊妹们，
So young brothers and sisters,
你们小心你们所看的东西。
Be careful of the things that you see.
啊，你们小心你们所接触的东西。
Be careful of the things that you come into contact with.
因为这些东西里面都隐藏着那个毒钩。
Because in these things, hidden in that is a hook.
你什么时候被撒旦的那个毒钩勾到的时候呢？
Anytime you are hooked by Satan,
你要记得，你就落在神律法的审判底下。
You fall under the judgment of God's law.
那个结果带来就是死亡。
The result of that is death.
啊，所以这不是一件轻松的事，非常严肃。
It is not a very casual matter. It is a serious thing.
所以我们希望青年的弟兄姊妹为着爱主的缘故。
So brothers and sisters, for the sake of loving the Lord,
要听神的话。
Please listen to God's word.
要守住自己那个贞洁的地位。
Hold fast to that purity that you have in
Him. 绝对不放松，绝对不随便。
Do not let go. Do not be casual.
让我们的婚姻在神面前是被神祝福的。
Allow our marriages to be blessed by God.
并且是美丽的。
So that it would be beautiful.
啊，是一个见证。
So that it can be a testimony.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is a very important matter.
但是今天呢，因为在神的百姓中，不要讲世界，在神的百姓中，太多这些违背神的事情。
Not to speak of just the world, but among God's children, there are so many things that we fall short of.
所以甚至很多传道人，他们起来为这些事情呢做解释。
Even many preachers, they would come up and they would try to give an explanation.
他们的解释是什么呢？
What is their explanation?
哦，只要爱就好。
They say, oh, as long as there is love.
出于爱的都是好的嘛。
Everything that comes through love is good.
神就是爱。
Because God is love.
对不对呢？
Isn't that right?
哎，我们的动机是爱。
That our motive is love.
如果这个动机是爱，
If the motive is love,
那就可以了。
Then it's good.
所以呢，以至于呢，弄得在神的百姓中有很多的人，特别年轻人，他们觉得里面平安。
So to a point where many people, particularly young people, they have peace inside.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们不能中仇敌的诡计。
Do not fall under the lies of the enemy.
圣经的话说得非常的清楚。
God's word is very clear.
撒旦是如何引诱人，把人带到他死的权势底下。
Satan will tempt people so that people will fall under death.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十五章啊。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
他在这里唱一个凯歌。
Here he sings the song of victory.
他说死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？
He says, Oh death, where is your victory?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Oh death, where is your sting?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天你如何能够逃脱仇敌所布下的这个网罗呢？
Today, how can you escape from the net of the enemy?
他说感谢神。
He says,We thank God.
使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Who gives us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们基督徒啊。
So as Christians.
你做每一件事情。
Everything that you do.
你要来问一问主。
You need to ask the Lord.
你要好好的祷告一下主。
You need to pray.
主许可你做你就做。
If the Lord allows you to do it, then do it.
主不许可你做你就不要做。
If he does not allow you, do not do it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你这样做。
As you do so,
你就能胜过仇敌的权势。
You will be victorious over the power of the enemy.
你就不会落在仇敌的网络里面。
You will not fall under his traps.
哎呀，今天我们看见全世界都满了撒旦的毒钩啊。
We see that throughout the entire world, there are the hooks of the enemy.
你处处事事上面你就看见仇敌的毒钩在哪里。
In every single matter, you will find the hook of the enemy.
今天呢，连人以为很多很清高的、很高尚的事物里面，都满了这些毒钩。
Even the many things that man would consider as very good or pure, there is the hook of the enemy.
所以我们要学会怎样依靠我们的主。
So we need to come to learn how to rely upon our Lord.
因为只有他能够得胜。
Because only He can be victorious.
所以这是今天我们在主面前要非常谨慎的一件事情。
And so this is something that we need to be very watchful about.
罗马书告诉我们
，Romans tell us，
罪的工价就是死。
That the wages of sin is death.
这是主的话给我们很严肃的一个提醒。
This is a very serious reminder through God's word.
所以今天，
so today,
特别到末了的时代，
particularly in these end days，
撒旦已经要用他所有的权势，
Satan will use all of his power，
把黑暗的势力，那个最后死的所有的功能，统统加注在这个世界上。
He will use entire power through death and add it upon this world.
你会看见呢，今天不是光是基督徒。
You will see it's not just upon Christians.
在世界上有良心的人都能感觉到这个时代很黑暗。
Even people of this world, those who have a conscience, they will feel that this world is particularly dark.
都感觉到人类的历史已经来到了一个空前的一个危险的时代。
That man, throughout man's history, we have come to a very dark and very bad place.
从个人到家庭，
from the individual to the family,
到整个社会，
to all of society,
都处在一个非常危险的一个光景。
We are in a very dangerous and bad situation.
我想我们作为基督徒，我们更是应该有感觉，对吧？
So as Christians, we ought to have a feeling.
今天仇敌用死亡攻击人，
Satan will attack man.
攻击神所创造的整个万有。
Attack all of God's creation.
当然，更重要的，他攻击我们这些基督徒。
And most importantly, he will attack us Christians.
攻击主的教会。
Attack God's church.
啊，他要把你这个活活的基督徒，把你弄死他。
He wants to take a living Christian and make that person dead.
假使不能把你弄死，至少把你弄了个半死不活的。
If he cannot kill you, he will kill you to at least halfway.
所以你看见今天很多基督徒啊，那个不冷不热的。
And so you see many Christians who are lukewarm.
软软弱弱的。
They seem to be kind of weak.
你说他这个不聚会嘛，他也有点聚会。
You say, well, they don't go to church, but yes, they still come.
你说让他真正好好追求主嘛，他有没有力量？
You want them to really pursue, and still they are weak.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
今天仇敌用死亡对付基督徒，对付主的教会。
So today, the enemy will attack God's people and God's church through death.
所以多少的教会落在形式，落在字句，落在外面的规条里面。
So many churches, they fall under tradition through rituals and many laws and rules.
所以我就说我们在从事一场属灵的征战。
And so again, I want to say we are in a spiritual warfare.
我们知道如何打这场仗。
We need to know how to fight.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那么仇敌今天呢，他做工啊，也有他一定工作的一个范围。
The enemy, he also has a bounds on for how he works.
那我们要知道撒旦的工厂在哪里。
We need to know where is his factory.
两件事情。
There are two things.
都是我们很熟悉的。
And these are things that we are very familiar with.
第一个就是人的肉体。
First is our flesh.
第二个就是这个世界。
And secondly, through this world.
这个肉体呢。
Now this flesh.
我们晓得呢。
We know.
它今天呢，已经变成了死亡权势的一个储存发展和表现的地方。
It is a place where sin is deposited, it grows, and it is developed as well as manifested.
人怎么会成为肉体的呢？
Now, how can man become flesh?
那是撒旦把罪放在人的里面，败坏的人。
Now, Satan has put sin inside of us so that we are corrupted.
我们一败坏之后啊。
As soon as we are corrupted,
我们就成了魔鬼的工厂了。
We have now become the devil's workplace or factory.
所以魔鬼很容易在我们里面做工。
And so it is very easy for him to work in us.
有时候借着一点事叫你发脾气，你就发脾气了。
For a very simple matter, you get angry and then you are angry.
有时候做一点事叫你嫉妒，你就嫉妒了。
If there, you need to do something and you are jealous, very quickly you are jealous.
叫你狭窄，你就变得很狭窄。
If there another matter comes up and you're narrow-minded, then you're narrow-minded.
他专门来挑动人的肉体。
He is there to tempt man's flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so, brothers and sisters.
今天我们堕落的人呢，成了仇敌做工的地方了。
Fallen man, we are the enemy's factory.
所以肉体一到哪里表现出来的时候，那个下面就是死亡。
Wherever there is flesh, the result of that is death.
所以罗马书第八章里面告诉我们呢。
And so in Romans chapter 8, it tells us.
他说呢，那个体贴肉体的就是死。
For wherever the mind is set on the flesh is death.
你看英文里面翻的啊，不是体贴，它英文是 mind。
In English, it's not just thinking about it, but it is your mind.
那个意思说呢，对于这个肉体啊，你想一想就死了。
For the flesh, as soon as you think, you are dead.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，有时候我们坐在家里面，你在想什么东西啊
？Brothers and sisters, when you're home, just sitting there, what are you thinking about?
你在想吃什么、喝什么、玩什么
？You're thinking about what you want to eat, drink, or play.
你的思想肉体。
You are thinking about the flesh.
圣经讲说，你思想肉体就死。
The Bible tells us that as soon as you think about the flesh, you're dead.
你还不需要去做什么。
You don't even have to do anything.
你要这个东西多想一想就不行。
The more you think, then that's the end of you.
所以我们基督徒弟兄姊妹们，我们要多思想圣灵。
So Christians, brothers and sisters, we need to think upon the Spirit.
你思想圣灵就是生命和平安。
If your mind is set on the Spirit, it is life and peace.
所以肉体是撒旦的一个工作的一个场合。
So the flesh is the factory for Satan.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们，人的肉体是需要被钉死的。
The Bible tells us that our flesh needs to be nailed on the cross.
所以若是没有十字架的工作
So without the work of the cross,
我们的肉体是没有办法受到对付
Our flesh cannot be dealt with.
所以你看在创世纪第六章告诉我们
And so in Genesis chapter 6 it tells us,
当挪亚的日子的时候
that in the days of Noah,
圣经说他们终日所思想的都是恶
that all the thoughts of man was for evil.
所以那个时候人还没有肉体不身体还没死那个时候已经一片都是死
that even though their bodies were not yet dead everything was death
你看今天的人呢活在地上
and so today for a man living on earth
这个思想多可怕
our thoughts is so corrupt
有时候不要说早晨一张眼了晚上睡觉时候都在想
not just when you open up your eyes in the morning but also at night when you are sleeping
都是一些邪恶的东西
there's so many evil
罪恶的东西
Much to do with sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以我们知道如果我们的肉体被撒旦得着了
If your flesh has been gained by Satan.
你下面带进来的定规是死亡的结果
The result of that is death.
在你的家庭里
In your family.
如果你犯了肉体
If you have sinned according to your flesh.
你家庭没有平安对不对
Then in your family you will not have peace.
在教会里也是一样
Same in the church.
你什么时候肉体被挑动
Anytime your flesh is stirred up.
有了定规呢教会就没有平安
Then of course in the church there is no peace.
所以这是今天呢撒旦所工作的一个场合
So this is one of the factories or the tools of the enemy.
啊，所以我们要很防备我们的肉体
And so we need to reject everything of our flesh.
第二个工作的场合呢
The second tool of the enemy.
就是世界
Is the world.
啊那么撒旦呢用这个世界来引诱来试探人
Satan will use the world to tempt and test men
就叫人呢落在各样的罪里面
And so we fall under many sins
并且呢也落在各样的罪中之乐的里面
And we also fall into the pleasures of sin
哎呀我觉得啊我年轻的时候小的时候啊
I feel that when I was young, when I was small
有好多东西啊不要说一讲起来脸就会红。
There are many things. As soon as it was spoken, I would blush.
我提起来都不大好意思。
That I would be ashamed or embarrassed to speak of it.
哎，现在不一样了。
But today it's different.
哎，有的人呢讲起来的时候还觉得很荣耀。
That there are some things that are spoken that is their glory.
一点羞耻感都没有。
There is no sense of shame.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你就看见这个整个时代情况的转变是多么的可怕。
We can see how terrible the change of the generation is.
什么是我们落在这些试探引诱的里面？
Anytime we fall under the temptations of these sins,
你属灵的生活定会是软弱的。
Then your spiritual life will become weak.
软弱到一个地步，到最后就死。
Weak to such a point that the result is death.
就好像在启示录的那七个教会里面有个教会的光景一样。
Just like in Revelation, the seven churches, the condition of one of the churches.
神说你按名是活的，其实是死的。
He says that you say that you are alive, but actually you are dead.
我们就突然挂了个基督徒的名。
We have the name or the label of a Christian.
结果我们所有的生活都是死的生活。
But in our daily life, everything is death.
我们知道这是仇敌的厉害的工作。
We know that this is the terrible work, the power of the enemy.
今天这个世界呢？越来越吸引人。
This world attracts men.
啊，并且呢，那些正当的事物东西越来越少。
So that the things that are right become less and less.
那个罪恶的东西也是越来越多。
The things of sin become more and more.
我想这些东西我都不需要，再多形容。
Now I don't need to go into details about all of that.
今天我们活在这个世界中，我想弟兄姊妹，可能你知道的比我多得多。
Now if you live in this world, perhaps you know more things than me.
所以今天这个世界已经形成一个非常可怕的一个大的网罗。
And so we know that in this world, it is a huge snare. It is a great net.
它不仅把全世界的人网罗在里面。
Not only has it captured all of man.
它更重要的是要把我们的基督徒网罗在里面。
More importantly, it wants to capture all Christians.
所以今天我们看见世界的东西大量的进到教会里面。
And so we see that today, things of the world enter into the church.
从神儿女们的属灵生活、属灵追求、侍奉、敬拜里面。大量世界的东西进来。
The world has entered into our spiritual life, into our worship, into our service, into everything.
我们晓得这些东西进来。
Now as these things enter in,
就是仇敌的诡计。
It is the work of the enemy.
他最重要的目的就是把你弄死。
Now, of course, the greatest purpose is so that you will die.
把你拉到死亡的权势。
So that you will be under the power of death.
许多时候我们因为没有什么分辨力。
Now, oftentimes, because we do not have discernment,
我们碰到这些东西，我们还以为还不错呢。
As soon as you touch these things, you feel as if it is still okay.
正像圣经所讲的一样。
Just as the Bible tells us.
撒旦有的时候呢，出现像光明的使者一样。
Satan sometimes appears as the angel of light.
啊，我们看不出来。
It is difficult for us to see.
结果呢，我们就落在那个仇敌的诡计底下。
And then we fall under his work.
所以在以弗所书第二章里面。
And so in Ephesians chapter 2.
保罗曾经这样讲。
Paul has said.
他说你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
He says that you have died under your transgressions and sins.
随从今世的风俗。
In which you formerly walked.
顺从空中掌权者的手里。
In the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air.
所以这个今世的风俗啊，这也是仇敌的一个很厉害的作为。
And so we know that the course of this world is also the power of the enemy.
如果我们落在这些情况的里面的话呢，
if you are to fall under this condition,
你就等于完全落在仇敌的权势底下。
You are under the power of the enemy.
那么当然了。
Now of course.
我们知道基督徒的生命呢，仇敌也没办法完全把它消除。
Now the life of the Christian, the enemy cannot take it away entirely.
但是他会叫你的生命永远不能成长。
But he will cause your life to not grow.
所以我们要非常谨慎，今天仇敌在地上，特别在教会中，在神的百姓中的工作。
And so we need to be extremely watchful of the work of the enemy in our daily lives and in our service.
如果你能认识主的工作，
if you come to know the work of God,
你就完全不需要害怕。
You do not need to be fearful.
我们要感谢主。
We need to thank God.
我们的主是借着死败坏那个掌死权的魔鬼。
That our God through life has defeated the power of the enemy.
这个魔鬼的死亡的权势。是我们的主用生命把它吞灭掉了。
Now the devil, his power of death, the Lord has used life to swallow him up.
但是我们要知道，主为了做这件事情，付上非常重大的代价。
Now we need to know that our Lord, for him to be able to do this, he paid such a great price.
他不仅为我们在十字架上付了重大的代价，死，痛苦的死。
Not only did he pay such a great price for our sins and die upon the cross.
希伯来书二章第九节告诉我们说。
Hebrews 2:9 tells us.
他为人人尝了死味。
That he tasted death for everyone.
你要知道，这个人人呢，原文的是件件每件事情。
Now, in the original, this word everyone actually is everything, every single matter.
还不是包括我们这些人。
Not just us people.
因为撒旦把死亡带到整个宇宙的里面。
Because Satan has taken sin and death into all of this world.
所以生命的主来了。
So now that the Lord of life has come,
他要把这个死亡的权势把它解除。
He wants to take care and get rid of the power of death.
他必须每一个点通通要做到。
He must work in every single matter.
所以呢，我们知道主为着渐渐也是为着每一个人亲尝死味。
And so the Lord, for everything and everyone, he tasted death.
我们知道这是极大的痛苦。
Now we know that this is a great suffering.
所以他曾经三天三夜在阴间的里面。
So for 3 days and 3 nights, he was in Hades.
有人问说他三天三夜在阴间做什么呢？
Now some may ask, what was he doing in Hades for 3 days and 3 nights?
为什么需要三天三夜呢？
Why 3 days and nights?
因为姊妹，希伯来书就告诉我们。
In Hebrews it tells us.
原来他在阴间尝死味。
He was in Hades tasting death.
所以在使徒行传里面。
And so in Acts.
那里说到呢。
There it says.
是神呢。将那个死的痛苦解释。
There, God has explained the agony of death.
我们知道这里有一个词叫做死的痛苦。
Here, there is a phrase, the agony of death.
所以主耶稣进到阴间去的时候。
So when our Lord, when he went into Hades.
生命的主。
The Lord of life.
他不会死的。
He cannot die.
所以呢阴间不能拘禁他。
And so Hades cannot contain him.
但是呢他尝。所以圣经用了那么一个字叫做尝死味。
So he tasted, the Bible uses this phrase, he tasted death.
每一个尝都是极大的痛苦。
Every single taste was agonizing.
我们要感谢主。
We need to thank our Lord.
本来我们是该死的。
We should have died.
所以你的那个死主都尝过。
So that even your death,He has tasted it.
主为爱我们的缘故，为每一个人，为每一件事情去尝死味。
And so the Lord, because He loves every single one of us, He tasted death and sin for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
主的恩典实在是何等难以测度啊
！The Lord's grace, it is immeasurable.
主到底为我们做了多少
？So all the things that He has done.
不是我们用那个简简单单的一些道理就能说得明白。
It's not that we can just use a few simple words to explain it so that you can understand.
很多时候我们说，哎呀，主为我受苦。老实讲，你还不懂得什么叫主为你受苦。
Oftentimes we say the Lord suffered for me, but oftentimes you still do not yet know what it means for Him to suffer for you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
虽然我们所能领会的有限
，Even though our understanding is limited，
但是我们还是要感谢他。
But we still need to thank Him.
是主亲自为我们下到阴间，那么尝到死亡的这个味道。
The Lord, on our behalf, He went into Hades to taste death for everyone.
感谢主，因为他是生命的主。
We thank the Lord because He is the Lord of life.
所以他胜过了死亡。
And so He has overcome death.
他也是整个人类的里面。
He also in all of mankind.
唯一一个破除死亡。而出来的出手果
The only one, also the first fruit, who was able to overcome death.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
他这一粒麦子落在地里死了
This one grain of wheat that was able that fell and died.
结出了许多的籽粒来
It has now borne much.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
We thank,
今天我们一个简单的信心，简单的承认，就承受了无比的祝福
Through a simple faith and a simple acknowledgement, we have received such great blessing.
你知道吗？今天你所承受的生命
Now, today, the life that you have gained,
跟主耶稣基督里面的生命是完全一模一样
And the life that the Lord Jesus has is exactly identical.
所以今天呢，我们成为基督身体上的肢体
And so for us to be members of His body,
就是证明我们跟他是合一的
It says that we are united with Him.
那么今天呢，我们在属灵的征战上
And so today, in our spiritual warfare,
在这个生命的征战上
In this battle of life,
弟兄姊妹，我们要靠着这个生命你就能够得胜。
Brothers and sisters, according to this life, you will have the victory.
除此之外呢，你没有得胜的路。
Apart from the Lord, there is no other way to victory.
你不要以为我们人很聪明，用什么这个方法那个方法胜不过的。
Do not think that you are very smart, that you could use this method or that. You cannot overcome.
可惜啊。
Sadly,
今天很多神的儿女们并不明白这个道理。
Many of God's children, they do not understand this.
所以呢，人就把世界的很多的方法拿进来。
And so man would use the methods of this world.
父母的夫妻问题，父母儿女的问题，家庭问题，哇，一本一本书出来。
Wife and husband relationships, as well as parental relationships, there's many books.
这些人呢，你不能说他不努力。
You cannot say that these people do not try.
但是呢，我们要在这里说，这不是正确的方法。
But we must say here that that is not the correct method.
因为圣经已经给了我们方法。
Because the Bible has already given us a way.
我们应当像彼得一样宣告一样，宣告说，除他以外别无拯救。
We need to say like Peter, apart from him, there is no other salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
能够胜过仇敌的是我们的主。
The only one who can overcome the enemy is our Lord.
今天我们只有活在他的生命里面，你能胜过这一切事物。
If you live in his life, you will overcome all these things.
所以求主给我们里面有清楚的看见。
So may the Lord give us a very clear understanding.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他给我们的生命是何等的宝贵。
The life that he has given us is so incredibly precious.
我们从圣经里面至少可以看见这个生命有四种很重要的特性。
And so from the Bible, we can see that this life has four different characteristics.
这每一个特性都是跟死亡相对。
Every single characteristic is a complete opposition to death.
所以今天你只有活在这个生命的里面。
So as long as you live in this life,
你也能够摸到这个生命的特性。
As long as you can touch the characteristics of this life,
死亡对你是无可奈何的。
Then death is nothing to you.
所以我们需要明白这些。
So we need to come to know this.
这第一个，
Firstly,
我们看见这个生命是一个复活的生命。
This is a resurrected life.
什么叫做复活的生命啊？
What is a resurrected life?
这个复活的生命就是一个不死的生命，不会死的生命。
It is a life that will not and cannot die.
如果一个生命死了不活，那就是会死的。
If a life dies and does not resurrect, then that means it's dead.
那个就不能称作复活的生命。
Then it cannot be called a resurrected life.
你怎么弄它，它就是不会死。
No matter what you do, it cannot die.
这个叫做复活的生命。
That is a resurrected life.
为着年轻的弟兄姊妹举个小小的例子。
And so for the young ones, I want to give you an example.
在美国，他们有的时候过这个生日的时候啊。
In America, here, as you go through a birthday,
要吹蜡烛，对不对？
You need to blow out candles.
有一次我看见呢，他们插一种很特别的蜡烛。
One time I saw that there was a very special candle.
唱完了生日歌，吹蜡烛啊。
And after they sang the happy birthday song, you need to blow out the candle.
就吹，熄掉了。
And the person blew, and the candle went out.
不到一秒钟，呼噜呼噜呼噜，又点起来。
But then after a second, that flame came back.
他又吹，他又点起来。
You blow it, it comes back.
原来那个是吹不熄的蜡烛。
That was a candle that could not be blown out.
主的生命就像这样。
The Lord's life is like that.
它是一个复活的生命。
It's a resurrected life.
是不能死的。
It cannot die.
所以死亡不能拘禁我们的主耶稣。
And so death cannot come close to our Lord.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天你如果蒙恩得救了，
If you are saved,
你已经得着了主耶稣基督的生命，
and you have already received the life of the Lord Jesus,
你里面就有这个复活的性质在里面。
Then in you, you have that characteristic of the resurrected life.
所以呢，在基督徒属灵生活上，
so for a Christian in our spiritual living,
有的东西是很容易分辨。
There are some things that are easy to discern.
一个原则就是有生命一定不会死。
A principle is that if you have life, you will not die.
那会死的就不是生命。
Anything that will die is not death, is not life.
所以基督徒啊，实在是很奇妙的一般人。
So Christians, we are very amazing people.
我记得多年以前。
I remember many years ago.
我在一个地方服侍，那我们有些同工的一些弟兄姊妹们在那。
I was serving at a locality together with some brothers and sisters.
因为环境很艰难。
Now because the circumstance was difficult.
那服侍呢，也觉得好像服侍不出去。
And in our service, it felt like we could not serve.
所以你知道我们人都是有情绪的嘛。
And so we know that as humans, we have emotions.
所以他们有的就开始闹情绪。
And so some would have difficulties.
一天就跑来找我，他孙弟兄啊，你为我祷告啊。
And some have come to me and say, brother, son, can you pray for me?
你不祷告我就死了。
If you don't pray for me, I'm going to die.
我就知道他在闹情绪。
Then I know that they're just being very emotional.
我说好，
I say yes.
那么要死就他死吧。
If you die, then die.
如果你该死就死了。
If you need to die, then you need to die.
后啊，他马上就是翻过来，本来是很软弱的。
Previously they were very weak, but now they turned around. And all of a sudden they become very strong.
孙弟兄，你怎么没有同情心呢？
And they say, brother son, how can you not be compassionate?
我都要去死了，你还不救我呢？
I'm going to die, and you're not here to save me.
你不救我就去死了。
If you're not going to save me, I'm going to go die.
我说那么你去死吧。
And then I say, okay, go die.
结果呢，他后来活得比以前都好。
And then I see that they become very alive, better than before.
给这么一刺激啊，他整个人活起来了。
As soon as they are provoked, they become alive.
因为我什么，我不是故意没有同情心。
Why, brothers and sisters? It's not that I'm being not being compassionate on purpose.
因为我知道他现在在闹情绪，在发肉体。
It's because I know that they're just in their flesh and being emotional.
但是我也知道他里面有主的生命在。
But I know that in them they have the life of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你要知道，撒旦要把我们基督徒弄死也不容易的。
Now we know for Satan to cause us to be dead, it's difficult too.
认真讲是弄不死的。
Now, honestly speaking, we cannot die.
但是呢，他可以把你弄那个哈。好像死一样。
But then he can make you to a point where it's as if you are dead.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't that so?
哎，有的时候我们基督徒真是软弱起来，说真好像死了差不多。
Sometimes Christians, when they are weak, it is almost as if they are dead.
但是到了一个时候。
But at a particular point in time.
这个复活的生命，它发挥它那个功能的时候，你整个人又活起来了。
When the resurrected life starts to function, this whole person becomes alive.
所以难怪呢，我们基督徒啊，生活呢，看到这个上上下下的。
So no wonder sometimes you see Christians, our lives are up and down.
哎呀，有时候忽然好，又忽然下去了。
You may be very good for a while, and all of a sudden you go back down.
啊，有时候一天里面这个上上下下都很多次。
Even in one day, you can go up and down many times.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们要感谢主。
We need to thank our Lord.
主所给我们的。的确是一个复活的生命。
The life that God has given us is a resurrected life.
是一个不会死的生命。
It is a life that cannot die.
除非那个人没有真正重生得救。
Unless that person has really not been born again.
第二个点。
The second point.
这个生命是一个得胜的生命。
This is an overcoming life.
就是说呢，它比死更坚强的生命。
That is, it is more powerful than death.
这个就是什么，如同鱼在水里面一样。
Just like fish in water.
水是越大，这个鱼越快乐。
The greater the water, the happier the fish.
其实基督徒应该是这样。
The same with Christians.
但是我们有很多时候呢，不太明白主的生命的特性。
However, sometimes we do not understand the characteristics of the Lord's life.
所以一看人家低沉的，我们要跟人家低沉。
So when we see another person as they are low, we also become low.
一看别人退后了，他跟着退后。
When other people are backslidden, we also go backwards.
有的时候退后的比别人跑得还快。
And sometimes when we go backwards, it's faster than other people running forward. You don't need to do that.
你里面有得胜的生命。
You have an overcoming life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
尤其在这末了的时代。
Particularly in this end days.
当死亡的权势高涨的时候。
When the power of the enemy of death is very high.
基督徒应该更是像鱼一样的。
Christians need to be like fish.
表现出生命的活力。
We manifest the power of life.
所以我们基督徒能够出死入生。
So Christians, we can pass out of death into life.
约翰告诉我们。
Now John tells us.
你要活在这样的光景中。
That if you live in this condition.
你要学会听主的话。
You need to hear his word.
你要相信耶稣基督。
Believe Jesus Christ.
这样的话呢，这个得胜的生命从你身上就显明出来。
Then this overcoming life will be shown from you.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thing.
所以基督徒可以过得胜的生活。
So Christians can live an overcoming life.
你不要一直在外面呢，要找什么方法来得胜。
You don't need to find some outward method to overcome.
你要回到这个生命里面。
Go back to this life.
弟兄姊妹们，这个生命里面的性质就是得胜。
Brothers and sisters, the very nature of this life is overcoming.
那么第三个点呢？
The third point.
这个生命呢？是永远的生命。
This is an eternal life.
这个永远的生命就是它没有时间的限制的。
This eternal life means that it is not limited by time.
这个永远的生命在英文的翻译里面呢，有的时候不，英文有三种翻译。
In English, there's three different ways of saying this eternal life.
翻作 eternal.
Eternal.
Forever.
And also forever.
还有 everlasting.
As well as everlasting.
这几个翻译都很好啊。
All three of these translations are very good.
那么其中有一个翻译叫做 everlasting, 就是连绵不断。
Now, for everlasting, that means it lasts forever.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们无需要过那一个起伏上下不这个波动的生活。
We do not need to live a life that is constantly up and down.
请你们原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying.
不管你的知识有多少。
No matter how much wisdom you have.
不管你的恩赐有多大。
Or how great your gifts are.
如果你不活在这个生命的里面。
If you do not live in this life.
你照样的起伏上下。
You will continually go up and down.
在过去我曾经碰见一些有很有恩赐的人。
I have met some people who have so much gifts.
哇他那个情绪闹起来说之大那个上上下下。
But as soon as they are emotional, they go up and down very quickly.
把周遭的弟兄姊妹都弄翻了。
And then they stir up and stumble brothers and sisters around them.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
很简单。
It's very simple.
你只要回到这个生命的里面。
Go back to this life within.
这个生命。是一个延绵不断的生命。
This is an everlasting life.
所以呢，不是说呢，这一段时间还不错，下一段时间又不好。
It's not to say that this amount of time is pretty good, and then the next period of time is not so good.
所以一个基督徒什么叫做老练呢
？So what does it mean for a Christian to be well trained?
你看一个基督徒老练的时候，他的生命就开始。是很平衡的。
One that is mature means that their life is consistent.
这个不老练的基督徒就这么上上下下，上上下下，上上下下。
Those who are not mature will constantly go up and down, up and down.
整天这个疑惑这个疑惑那个。
And then they would have this trial and that difficulty.
这个问题那个问题一大堆问题。
This problem and that problem.
不满意这个不满意那个。
They're not content with this and that.
这个就不成熟。
That means they're not mature.
你真正生命达到成熟的时候
As soon as your life reaches the point of maturity,
非常的稳定
and that condition is very consistent.
我从年轻的时候我就接触过很多老练的弟兄和姊妹
From when I was young, I have come into contact with many brothers and sisters who are mature.
你看见，哎呀，他们那个生命丰盛。
We see their abundant life.
那个生活呢，非常的非常的稳定。
Their daily life is very, very consistent.
虽然外表啊，外面呢开起这个风浪很大。
Even outwardly, the storms were great.
啊，今天这个，明天那个，好多的事情发生。
This thing happens today, and then another thing the next day. Many things happen.
但是你能感觉到他们的生命是延绵不断的生命。
But you will sense that their life is an everlasting life.
我很早就蒙召出来侍奉主。
And so very early on, I came to serve the Lord full time.
我早期的讲道啊。
Now, when I preached earlier,
我常常讲说像那个什么，像那个打摆子，就这个。
I was like a.
是疟疾。
Oh, it was as if I had malaria.
对，那个打摆子啊，那个中国这是中国的土话了。这个疟疾就是什么呢？就是。忽冷忽热。
Now one of the symptoms of having malaria is extreme, hot and cold feelings.
所以我开头讲到的时候，有的时候哇、哦，很释放，今天这个灵恩释放，哎呀，高兴。
And so there were some days when I felt very released and I could speak a lot.
所以我就对主啊，以后好不好都这个样子。
And I would say, Lord, can I be like this all the time?
哎，结果到了下礼拜一上台了，糟糕了，这个讲不出来了。
But then the next week, for some reason, I couldn't speak.
非常的枯干，好像又冷了。
It was very dry. And then it was as if I was very cold. I was hot and cold.
那我看很多年长的弟兄们呢，他们讲道的时候呢，哎呀，从年头到年尾，那个生命好像这个一直延绵不断。
And then I would see some older brothers when they preach from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. They had so much words. Their life was everlasting.
不过弟兄姊妹，你如果今天在这个忽冷忽热光景，你也不要失望。
However, brothers and sisters, if you are constantly hot and cold, do not despair.
因为这是一个过程。
Because it's just a process.
因为生命很不老练。
Your life is not yet trained.
但是我们要追求一个延绵不断的生命。
But we need to pursue after this everlasting life.
到了这样的光景中的时候
When you are in that condition,
你看你跟随主的脚步是非常的坚定稳固
When you follow the steps of the Lord, it is very firm and sure.
第四个点
The fourth point,
这个生命被称作是无穷的生命
It is an infinite life.
就是你根本用不完的
That means you can never use it up.
所以你放心去用
So take heart and just use it.
你不要自己再有一点生命呢小小心心不需要。
You don't need to say, oh, because I have this little amount of life, I need to be very careful with it.
弟兄姊妹，并且这个生命呢，你怎么样的用，它那个强度，它里面的那个 性质都不改变。
No matter how much you use of this life, its nature and its capacity will never change.
它不像地上的东西有限，你这一点东西啊，你用多了就没有了。
It's not like things of this world, a material thing. If you use it up, it's gone.
啊，你想我手中有这一把糖，如果放在这个杯子里面，那很甜。
Now, if I have just a little bit of sugar in my hand and I place it in my cup, the cup will be sweet.
如果我丢到那个池子里面去的话呢，就根本没味道了。
Now, if I toss it into that pool, there's no flavor.
主的生命从来不是这样。
Now, the Lord's life is never like that.
是一个无穷的生命。
It is an infinite life.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
越用越丰富。
The more you use it, the more abundant it becomes.
啊，这个呢，我想今天我个人一点。这个小小的经历可以印证这件事情。
Now, with a little bit of experience I have, I can, also assure you this.
它可以一直供应不穷的。
It will constantly provide.
所以呢，神曾经借着耶利米责备以色列人。
And so the Lord, through Jeremiah, he has rebuked the people of Israel.
他说你们呢，要一个这个破裂不能盛水的池子。
He says that you are trying to use a pot that is broken.
然后离开我这个活水的泉源。
And you leave this, fountain of life.
所以今天人就是这样的。哎呀，读这个书，读那个书，读了一大堆的书，好像有些知识在里面。哎，好不容易有几篇道可以讲，对不对
？And so people of this world, they read many, many books to try to gain a bit of knowledge so that they can perhaps speak a couple messages.
一讲完了就没了。
But once they finish speaking, that's it.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这个是只不过一池子的水、啊。
That's just a broken cistern.
如果你是活在这个生命里面，它是个源头。
If you live in this life, it is the source.
是个活泉。
It is a living fountain.
是永远也不会止息。
It will never dry up.
啊，我们必须要懂得怎样活在这个生命的里面。
We need to know how to live in this life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我再说
，Again I say,
今天我们在地上
，Today on earth,
我们正从事一场生命的征战。
We are fighting a battle for life.
我们乃是跟仇敌的死亡在一起做竞争的。
And we are battling against the power of the enemy.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们。
And so the Apostle Paul tells us,
要持定永生。
We need to hold fast to life.
我们晓得保罗在这个提摩太前后书里面用了很多军事的用语。
Now Paul in 1st and 2nd Timothy used many words that have many military terms.
因为保罗知道到了末了的时候呢，都是在打仗。
Because Paul knows that in these end days we are fighting.
他有的时候告诉我们你要守住你要站住
Oftentimes he'll tell us you need to hold fast, stand firm
今天呢对于主所给我们的这个生命我们要把它牢牢地守住
For the life that the Lord has given to us we need to hold fast to it
有一个弟兄解释这个词解释得蛮好
A brother has explained this word very well
他好像你一个不会游泳的人掉到水里面去了
It is as if somebody who does not know how to swim has fallen into the water
突然那里飘来一个大木头
And all of a sudden a great log comes
哇这个人呢就把那个木头呢抱得个紧紧的
And that person will hold on to that log tightly
这个就叫做持定
That is to hold fast
所以今天
So today
在一片死亡的光景里面
In this condition of death
你在很小的事情上可能就会碰见死亡
Even in very small matters you may encounter death
仇敌可以用最小的一点点的事情挑动我们的肉体
The enemy can use a very small thing to provoke our flesh.
就会叫你的家庭不安
So that you do not have peace in your family.
一点点小的事情
A very small matter.
就叫你整个的生活被打翻
So that your entire life has fallen.
一点点小的事情
Just a small thing.
就可以把教会的整个光景把它弄翻
Can turn around the entire condition of the church.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天在这样的光景里面
Under this condition.
唯一的一个方法
The only way
就是守住生命的感觉
is to hold fast to the sense of life.
希望我们弟兄姊妹能够记得
I hope brothers and sisters can remember
也是会用
and know how to use it.
有的时候刺激一来的时候
so that any time a provocation comes
马上那个血气就上来了
and as soon as your flesh starts to rise up
立刻想起来要持定永生
immediately remember you need to hold fast to eternal life. Return back to life.
别人给你发达了
As soon as other people stir something up, and then we are jealous.
你马上要守住生命的感觉
Hold fast to life.
看别人的孩子那么好。
You see other people's children, they're so good.
你里面有不平呢。
And then you are uneven, unbalanced inside.
守住生命的感觉。
Hold fast to life.
看别人的恩赐很能发挥。
You see other people's gifts being shown.
我们不行。
And then we cannot.
守住生命的感觉。
Hold fast to life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在一切事情上守住生命的感觉。
In all matters, hold fast to the sense of life.
当我们能持定的时候，就是得胜。
As soon as you hold fast, you overcome.
所以呢，无论在什么样的一种情况底下
，So no matter what circumstance，
用怎么样坚持不放
，Hold fast, do not let go。
啊，这个是一个很重要的一个学习。
This is a very important learning。
无论那个代价有多么大
，No matter how great the price is，
弟兄姊妹们要守住不放
，Hold fast, do not let go。
那主这个保罗曾经对提摩太讲到主耶稣基督的一个例子。
Now Paul has once given an example of the Lord Jesus to Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说：“你看，主耶稣在比拉多的面前做过美好的见证。”
Now he said to Timothy that the Lord Jesus before Pilate gave a good testimony.
因为比拉多是罗马的巡抚。
Because Pilate, he was an official in the Roman Empire.
他觉得自己很了不起。
He thought he was somebody.
但是在主的跟前，造物的主跟前，他根本算不得什么。
But before the Lord, he was nothing.
所以他在那里大言不惭地跟主讲这个讲那个。
And so before the Lord, he was proclaiming this and that.
你看见主耶稣站在人的地位上的时候呢，主没有马上就说你算什么，对不对？
But the Lord standing on the human's position, he didn't say to Pilate, "Who are you?"
主曾经讲过，他说我岂不能叫我父亲差遣十二营的兵丁来吗？
And he could have said, you know, I could send 12 of the 12 soldiers from the Lord.
不是 twelve soldier,
twelve centurions.
对，那十二营呢？多少兵啊
？That's many.
主没有这样做。
The Lord didn't do that.
对不对？一个造物的主站在一个受造的人面前受审判。
Now the Lord standing on the position of a created man was being judged.
如果是你我的话，你受得了吗
？If it were you and me, would you be able to stand?
我们受不了，对不对
？We wouldn't be able to stand.
假使今天一个比我们年轻多的一个圣徒，他起来指责你
，If there is a much younger saint, he stands up and he starts to rebuke you.
哎呀，我想我们蒙恩这么多年了， you, 你这个算什么，对不对
？And you think I have been saved for so many years.Who are you to tell me this?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主没有做这些事。
Our Lord did not do any of that.
保罗看见主耶稣基督守住生命的感觉。
Paul saw that our Lord held fast to the sense of life.
这是一个美丽的见证。
This is a beautiful testimony.
那个代价很大的。
It is a great price.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们必须看见一件事情。
We must come to see.
我们每一个圣徒最终都要来到审判台前。
That every single saint, we will all at the end time come before the judgment throne.
并且主来的日子非常临近。
And the Lord's return is very near.
所以我们需要举目仰望。
So we need to look up.
我们为着在那一日能够得着主的称赞。
So that on that day when we want to receive His praise.
你要学习守住生命的感觉。
We need to learn how to hold fast to the sense of life.
每一件事情你守住生命的感觉。
In every single matter, if you can hold on to the sense of life.
将来在主面前得着一个称赞。
Then before the Lord, you will be praised.
啊，这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is such an important matter.
所以保罗因为活在这个生命的里面。
So Paul, because on one hand he was living in this life.
他受了这么多的痛苦。
He suffered so much.
他能说这是自战自清的苦楚。
He was able to say this is but short and temporary suffering.
啊，这是活在生命感觉中的人才会有的表现。
This is what somebody who lives in life can manifest.
所以今天我们要为主做见证。
And so today, if you are to testify for the Lord,
你怎样为主做见证
？How are you going to testify for the Lord?
你要守住这个生命。
Hold fast to life.
弟兄姊妹们，你守住了就是见证。
If you hold fast, that is your testimony.
啊，我们守住了这个生命。
If you hold fast to life,
我们能够才能够把真道显明出来。
Then you can manifest true faith.
所以保罗说
，So Paul says,
你要为真道打那美好的仗。
I have fought the good fight.
要持定永生。
Until it is eternal life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
今天每一个圣徒都在这一个生死的战场上。
Every single saint is on this battlefield.
我们能不能在一片死亡的光景中把主的生命活出来
？Can we live out life among death？
如果我们能活出来，那个就是真正的见证。
If we can live it out, then it is true testimony.
你活不出来， 那就没有见证。
If you cannot live it out, then it is not a testimony.
所以这是多么重要的一件事情。
So this is such an important matter.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的神为了要叫这个生命从我们身上能够活得丰盛。
For this life to be abundant and for it to be alive.
所以他把十字架的经历给我们。
He has then added the experience of the cross to us.
他也把圣灵赐下来做保惠师住在我们的里面。
And also has given us the Holy Spirit as our counselor.
所以我想我们应当满心的感谢我们的主。
So we need to thank our Lord with our full hearts.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们这过去呢一连串的讲到四篇的信息。
Now we have spoken a series of four messages.
啊，这四篇的信息呢，可以说是整个一个很完整的一幅图画。
In these four messages, we can say it gives us a complete picture.
我们看见神把生命给我们，把一切都给了我们。
We see that the Lord has given us life and has given us everything.
生命要得释放，必须有十架经历。
For life to be manifested and shown and released, it must go through the cross.
生命丰盛。必须要经历圣灵。
For life to be abundant, we need to experience the Spirit.
我们在仇敌的跟前，必须靠这个生命打一场美好的仗。
Then before the enemy, we fight a good fight.
我想最后我们还是唱首诗歌。
So lastly, shall we sing a hymn?
我们一同把敬拜归给我们的主。
And we give all the worship to our Lord.
诗歌第567首。
Hymn 567.
这首诗歌呢，是一首很好的祷告的诗歌。
This is a very prayer, a good song of prayer.
他说：“哦，主，求你长在我心。”
It says, "O Lord, grow thou in me."
这首诗歌呢，是一个求生命长大的一首诗歌。
This is a hymn that is asking for life to grow.
啊，我想我们刚刚已经讲过，这个属灵、这个生命的成长呢。跟属灵的征战有密切的关系。
We just said that spiritual growth has to do with spiritual battle.
所以让我们一同借着诗歌祷告在神的跟前。
So through this hymn, shall we have a prayerful heart before Him?
这首诗歌一共有五节，我们就唱135哈。
There are five stanzas. We'll just sing stanza 1, 3, and 5.
请大家起立一同来。
Shall we all stand?
唱完之后呢，我们同声的在主面前。把敬拜归给主。
And after we sing, we will give all the worship to the Lord.
哦，主，求你长在我心，你爱在我祈求。
副歌再唱一遍。
Shall we sing the refrain?
愿你昨日未知的你仍然过我软弱，你的亮光从我意义生命吞我死恨。
我们同声一点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们在你这位生命的主跟前把敬拜归给你。
Lord, before you, the Lord of life, we give you all the worship.
我们谢谢你把这个生命分赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us your life.
主啊，这个生命实在是复活得胜的生命。
And this life truly is a victorious, resurrected life.
这也是永远无穷的生命。
And an everlasting and infinite life.
主啊，求你开我们里面的眼睛。
Please open up the eyes of our hearts.
给我们有足够的亮光。
And enough light.
让我们知道这个生命已经在我们里面。
So that we can know this life is already inside of us.
并且这个生命是何等宝贵的生命。
And this is such a precious life.
主啊，让我们在天天的生活中来经历它。
So that we can experience this in our daily lives.
我们也能够在这个生命中多有享受。
And that we can enjoy more in this life.
也让我们在生活中能把这生命把它彰显出来。
And so that we can manifest this life in our daily lives.
愿你所赐的圣灵在我们的里面教导我们。
And may the spirit that you have given us teach us and lead us.
让我们能够知道如何过一个满有生命的生活。
So that we may know how to live a life that is abundant.
主啊，愿我们在今天这个死亡充满遍地的光景中，
so that in this condition, in this world that is full of death,
为你做生命的见证，
give this testimony of life.
我们感谢你，
Lord, we thank you.
我们不是等候死亡，
we are not waiting for death.
我们乃是等候你的回来，
but we are waiting for your return.
主啊，但愿在那一天，
so that in that day,
每一个圣徒都能够丰盛生命的来迎接你。
Every single saint in abundant life can welcome you.
感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把我们放在这个生命的征战里面。
For placing us in this battle of life.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
有每个弟兄姊妹都是得胜者。
That every single brother and sister is an overcomer.
主啊，我们求你保守你自己的百姓。
Lord, please protect your own people.
我们感谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.